It's Sunday, August 19th, 2012. This is Ozarks at Large, Weekend Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Callums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
With us, Becca Martin Brown, Features Editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
If you know anything about the art scene in Eureka Springs, you probably know the name Denise Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
Has been painting for a long time. She does, well, they're still lives. A lot of times they have landscapes behind them. Even she doesn't know what to call them. They're hyper-real, they're surreal, they're metaphysical, they're gorgeous. And oftentimes she has a little critter tucked in there, you know, a little frog or something, making it a non-traditional and not so still life.
It's not hidden.
No.
No.
But it's just tucked in there to make
sure.
It a living still life. Well, she is going to be showing her work Thursday at Art on the Creeks, at Village on the Creeks in Rogers. So I got to talk to her, and we ended up talking more about a squirrel, really, than about her art.
A squirrel that she's put in her art?
I was going to ask, that's a critter. Right?
That's a critter, but it's not in her art yet. The squirrel was an orphan she brought home and named Bullwinkle.
A pet squirrel.
A pet squirrel, who she says was so smart that he knew everybody's name. He was a family pet. He gave kisses. He just passed away at 6.5 years old. And she will probably paint him one day, but she's really grieving about this squirrel. We talked a lot about Bullwinkle.
She's an animal lover.
She is an animal
lover.
And
that's why she puts the critters in the painting.
Exactly. Her work is really interesting. She grew up in Philadelphia, so it's interesting that she's come to Eureka Springs, embraced our own little piece of the wilderness. Her dad was an aerospace engineer who also made art. Her mother painted in the living room because there were five kids, in the dining room because there was no place for her. And Denise went on to art school. Followed her mother to Eureka Springs because she wanted to move there and wound up loving it. Their roots go way back in Eureka, and her mother designed the stained glass at St. Elizabeth.
Oh, wow.
So, all an interesting story, and you can meet her and about 50 other artists from 1 to 8 on Thursday at Village on the Creeks in Rogers, and admission is free. There will be two Sona Chamber Orchestra concerts, too, one at 6 and one at 7 at Chapel on the Creeks, and I'm told that both are free, but seating is limited.
So you say there are about 50 artists?
Mm-hmm.
So they'll be there with their work?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It'll be a lot of fun, and I love art shows. And also tonight, H.P. Lovecraft Night at Nightbird Books in Fayetteville.
One of the most renowned science fiction fantasy writers of the last century.
And, you know, they're doing a lot more live music now. So they have music by Potions and Eyes of Iron, and that starts at 8 o'clock.
Will that be outside? I saw that they've recently redone, an outside. Yeah,
I don't know. I hope so. That'd be fun. We'll go find out.
Okay.
And it's tonight at Nightbird.
Yes.
No, the music?
Yes.
And the H.P. Lovecraft.
All together.
Okay. On Dixon Street.
Yes.
Very good.
All right. Thanks, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is Features Editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.